Good morning. This morning's scripture comes from Matthew, chapter 22, verses 34 through 38. It reads, "When the Pharisees heard that he, Jesus, had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. 'Teacher, what commandment in the law is the greatest?' He said to him, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment.'" We live in a time where the ability to multitask and do it well is of great value. In fact, the better you are at it, the more likely you might be to be successful. In today's passage, Jesus points out to the Pharisees that it is not how many different things you can do that brings joy, but with how much of ourselves do we love God. Jesus teaches that it is through this oneness with our Creator that offers us the ability to do great and world-changing things. What will change our lives and our communities is keeping our actions, words, and thoughts solely focused on God and the love He pours into each of us every day, despite our mistakes, our sins, our brokenness, and our woundedness. I invite you to reflect with me today on the runaway thoughts and temptations that steal our oneness with God, the one who created us. Try today to stay alert to those moments when our thoughts, words, and actions may not be totally in sync with God's love for us or another person. Tonight, as you rest in bed before sleep comes, reflect on your day and where you were a true instrument of God's love. Give thanks for that moment and for receiving this awareness. Today's closing prayer is the Collect for the Second Sunday after Christmas Day, found on page 214 of the Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. O God, who wonderfully created, yet more wonderfully restore the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of Him who humbled Himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back on Monday morning for a new Advent devotional. May God bless you and those you hold dear in your hearts.